The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome back to How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice. And Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So, Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. First of all, because you know I always like to have a side note before I start, I never could just start things straight.
Switch it up.
Boring. But we missed you guys, and it's been a while. I don't know. I feel like, has it only been a week? But it feels like longer. Or has it been two? I don't even know anymore.
Don't quote me.
But with that, we're back. But anyway, just wanted to address, you know, our absence. But, you know, we're back for anyone that cares. Anyway, Hot Topics, BBC Shanice. So, ATEEZ postpones their 2022 European tour. So, I'm so sorry for all the European ATEEZ. So, ATEEZ has officially postponed the European leg of the upcoming world tour. On the 7th of January, My Music Taste released a following statement in English regarding ATEEZ 2022 tour of Europe, which was originally scheduled to take them to six different cities from February 13th to March 1st. So the statement says, I've kind of shortened it. So it says, in light of the increasing concerns of Omicron variant and the different restrictions imposed by European governments, it is with deep regret that we must announce that the rescheduling of all six stops of ATEEZ World Tour, the Fellowship, beginning of the end in Europe. Oh my god, that's a long name for a tour. Sorry.
Vibes.
They are... Oh, are you going to the ATEEZ World Tour, the Fellowship, beginning of the end in Europe? That's very long. Anyway, they are monitoring the COVID situation and want to ensure a safe environment. And all parties have agreed that rescheduling the tour is the best decision. New dates for the tour will be announced within the upcoming weeks, as well as the new dates for the fan sign events in London, Paris, Berlin, and Madrid. At this time, they kindly ask for your patience. Also, if anyone is wishing to receive a refund, they may contact the site where they purchased the ticket from. They apologize to all fans and they ask for your kind understanding of these unexpected circumstances.
Oh.
So hopefully they can reschedule something soon, but COVID just needs to disappear and just go away, because I'm sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
Sick and tired of this.
And but they sold out so quickly as well.
They did. By the time I noticed that they were having a tour,
it was sold out.
I think the tickets were gone. So, yeah, there's that. Anyway, moving on. So, let's talk about former Day6 Jay and his comments and his apologies to Jamie. I think we're a bit late on this, but we weren't here, so we're going to talk about it. So, Jay made a comment on his Twitch stream about Jamie's image as an artist. He said, now that I'm not in K-pop anymore, I can say this. Why is Jamie trying to be a fuck? That's right, I said it. Tell her. Jamie later found out about the comments and expressed her disappointment in now deleted tweets. Her only tweets referencing the issue now is which she reassures fans that she's fine. And another where she says, I hate that we as women have to be subjected to men's humour to appease incels on the internet. Work, Jamie. On the 9th of January, Jay posted a statement on Twitter in English, tagging Jamie's Twitter account. He apologised to Jamie as well as those who were hurt by the comments. He acknowledged that the comment had been in poor taste and that he had misjudged the word he had used as being a synonym to baddie. Boy, bye. Anyway, but recognised that this was no way an excuse for my comment, but it is an excuse. So, yeah. Thoughts, feelings, opinions?
Just no, don't do that. Like, I don't know, it just feels so... I don't know what his Twitch platform's about, but it just seems random. Like, where did that come from?
And it literally came from nowhere because someone asked, oh, would you collab with Jamie? And then you say that. And the thing is, if you did think FOT is another word for baddie, then you would have no... There would be no... You wouldn't have to preface it saying, oh, now that I'm not in K-pop anymore, I can say this. You just like, oh, Jamie's a baddie. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be...
Yeah. She's a
FOT. And for those who's like, what's a FOT? If you're not sure, not sure what it means. It means that hoe over there.
Is that what it actually stands for?
Yeah, that's what it stands for. That hoe over there.
I know, like, what context the word's used in, but I didn't know that.
Yes.
Just don't do that. And I think that's, like, a distasteful trend I've seen. I haven't seen, like, any big controversies like this one. Mm. But the minute you get out of K-pop, it doesn't mean you need to glitch.
Mm.
Like, you're okay. Just live life. You don't need to act strange.
I feel like maybe this is the real them, you know? Like,
they've
had to... But anyway, good luck with whatever you're doing, because I feel like he's putting his foot in his mouth and you're already being... He's not going to be cancelled. He's going to be fine. But, like, when I say cancelled, I mean in, like,
the lightest way. Like, people will be side-eyeing you now.
Like, yeah, like, they're side... And you haven't done anything. Like, you just left yesterday. Let's be real. Like, you... like, and you're already...
It could have been taken so differently if the context... Not if the context was different. I mean, like, if it was, like, a jokey thing or if, like, she was on, like, in his comments or something. Because I guess somewhere on the timeline, we all assumed that they were probably friends because they worked together quite a bit. And so did
she. That's why she... If the thing is, right, just say he said that comment. Or, for example, just say you're like, okay... I'm trying to think of something that I wouldn't be offended with. Just saying, oh, Shanice is my bitch. And just say some people took that the wrong way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I went on Twitter, I'd be like, yeah, Shay's my bitch too. Like, it's cool. Like, we do this all the time.
Like, you would play off the bat. Like, she wouldn't be caught off guard and now...
Yeah, she wouldn't be upset about it. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, that's why I'm so confused by the context. It's like, I don't know, me and you know that we've parted ways. We're doing our own things. Then someone mentions something. And then, like, I call you and, like, it just seems strange.
And as I said, it didn't make any sense to the context of the question. Someone asked, would you make music with her? Would you collaborate with her? Why are we bringing up that she's trying to be a FOT?
No, not that it would make anything even better, but has she even been, like, active lately? Like, what does he mean by that?
I don't know. This girl was minding her business, eating her salad, and this happens. Hopefully she's good. She's okay. Yeah. She has actual friends around her. And Jay, just think about what you say before you say it. I don't know. I get...
I don't want him to become like a modern Sunny. Like, we don't need that.
Ew, why'd you mention his name?
How does he still have a job? I saw him on... Oh, God.
Where did you see him?
He was on, like... one, like, a mainstream Korean show. Fatu from Black Swan was on it. Mm. And they made him sit next to her at one point and she looked scared.
Let's pray for Fatu.
We're gonna pray for her.
But anyway, Jay, good luck in it. Mm. Anyway, moving on. Last but not least, Shinee's Taemin is to complete his military service as a public service worker due to depression and anxiety. So on the 14th of January, SM Entertainment announced that Taemin has been transferred from the military band to the public service due to worsening symptoms of depression and anxiety. They stated in their statement, Taemin has been suffering before his enlistment, and he continued to receive treatment and therapy even while carrying out his service. However, his symptoms recently became worse, and the military determined that it had become impossible for him to continue his military life and treatment at the same time. And he was accordingly transferred to fulfill his military duty as a public service worker. SM then ends off their statement by saying, "We apologize for giving you cause for concern through the sudden news, and we will continue to focus on Taemin's treatment in the future and do our utmost to ensure that he can find stability. Thank you." Poor Taemin. Aww. Hopefully he's okay. But a good thing that this is not a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing that he's able to transfer, but I mean, what he's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he gets the right treatment and stuff. But it does bring up the question of, I think I saw a video or I saw some sort of thread where, do you remember a time ago, there was like these reports, they were kind of like whispered, where this like chat leaked or something, and people were staring at Taemin in the shower and making him feel weird in the military. And of course, that's just one story that's come out. But can you imagine, like, you're this celebrity.
That's like already one thing, yeah.
Yeah, and you just want to, you know, do your, you know, civic duty.
Mm.
And people treat you like an animal in a zoo. Like, of course, that's going to make you feel, if you're not already suffering from some sort of anxiety, that's going to make you even more anxious. Because yeah. I think Baekhyun went through something like that as well. I can't remember what. Per se, and I think some Super Junior as well, where, you know, they felt kind of some sort of anxiety because of the way that they were being treated by, you know, their brothers or whatever. So
yeah, it's one thing, like, it's a difficult one to speak on because obviously it's part of Korean culture and like the way their country works, so we might not have the right to say, oh, they should change this, but it would be great to know that, I don't know, you can't control like all the people because obviously it's just regular people, but
yeah,
I don't know, it's a difficult one, but I'm happy that some action's been taken to support him and to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, so get well soon, Taemin. And yeah, that's the end of hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, sing about, that's not what I meant to say, but sure, if you want to sing, then sure. Then hit us up on socials at...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How you at you. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot piping tea. You can send that to her email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion is, the worst part about being a K-pop fan is when people assimilate being a fan to being a Koreaboo.
Don't we all feel this pain?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all? I feel like every fan goes through that, whether it's a phase or you still feel it now, where you're scared to say that you like K-pop. And especially if we've had dilemmas like this before, like,
yeah,
you know, if you're dating an Asian guy or you're friends with Asian people, like, you don't want to be that person. You don't want them to think that you're someone.
But that's like one end of like the Richter scale, where it's like socially or like romantically can be difficult. But there's also the other side where people experience it with their family, where they're like, I don't know, like their mom or something might just point at random Asian people in the street and be like, oh, that's your Korean people. Like,
yeah.
Jail.
Electric chair. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time I was at some sort of an appointment, and I don't want to say what appointment because then it'd be very obvious and I don't know if they listen. So sorry for putting you on blast. But this said person, they knew about, you know, my website and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, do you still do those things with those Chinese people? And I'm like, oh my God. No, no, we're not doing that.
What?
We're not doing that.
Oh God.
Like, come on.
Yeah. It's definitely a sticky one. And the stigma shouldn't be there. People don't make fun of you or see you in a certain light if you're like, oh, I like Spanish music.
Do you think it's the other way? Like, if there's like, I don't think it is, but do you feel like, for example, you know, if you had, because for context, we're black. Oh my God, shock. You know, if we had like close white friends and they really love hip hop, do you think they'd be scared to... I don't think they would.
They usually tell you.
I feel like hip-hop's mainstream, so that might be... Or maybe... I don't know.
I think it's a good example, but I think it's the levels that someone goes to. Because if they're like, oh, I listen to, like, this rapper, or I like this hip-hop artist, or this R&B song, and it's a normal and just organic thing, you wouldn't feel any type of way about it. But if they start trying to rap at you, or, like, they try and change their accent, or doing a bit too much, then it's... So I think it can be quite a close comparison to over-the-top K-pop stans.
Because I even feel like people that are quote-unquote normal fans, like, we don't just randomly say, oh, yeah, we love SHINee! Oh, my God! Like, it would come up organically, do you know what I mean? But still, when that organic conversation comes up, it can still feel a bit like, do I still downplay how much I like this? Or
yeah, I think it's just reading the room and not going over the top, because I'm not saying that you shouldn't like fully have your moments where you can fangirl and indulge, but it's I don't know, it's like social skills. I guess like our culture, we have the thing of like, don't you have any shame? Like, there's levels to things. Like, you shouldn't, I don't know.
It's a sticky one, but yeah, we agree that is the worst part. Because then there's that 1%, there's always that loud 0.05%, yeah, that somehow represents the whole K-pop community. Like, they're the most cringiest person. They're nowhere near Asia, but for some reason they have a Korean name now, even though their name is Susan. Like, and they're doing too much to the point where it's just like, okay, now you don't even love K-pop. You're just being offensive to Korean people at this point. Because
does that remind me of,
this
like,
is like, you know, cosplay.
That, you know, that period of time on YouTube where it was a trend. I don't even know if they were jokes, and that's the scary part. But there was like those girls that would make those, for lack of a better word, Koreaboo videos. Like the girl that picked up the phone, she'd be like,
oh, you will say,
oh, no, I mean, hello. Like, oh. Oh my God.
Jail, electric chair.
No. Yeah, don't do that. But if you are struggling with it, I think a great thing that's worked and helped both of us is that it transitioned from just being a hobby and an interest to work. Because then you can just be like, I like K-pop for work. It's my job. So that helps to make it less awkward, but you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to. Like,
yeah.
Listen, I feel like 2022 is about being shameless. And in irrespectful, don't go to the extreme, there's levels. But when I say that, I'm like, you know, if you like something, like it, and what? You can't please everyone.
No.
And people, even if you sit down and do nothing and all you do is wake up, go to work, and you do nothing extraordinary with your life, someone's still gonna say something like, oh my God,
enjoy what you wanna enjoy, but still have like, what's the word? Like, dignity and sensory acuity. Like, I don't know. I think sometimes people don't even... Like, I've seen people do it in front of Korean people where they'll go over the top, or they're like, oh, I like K-pop and X, Y, and Z, and they're going too much, and it makes other people feel uncomfortable. And I'm not saying live your life to please other people, but be aware of how you might make people feel as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we understand.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay. So this next person, it's an unpopular opinion, but more of a prediction. Okay. But this person said that they think a member of Blackpink will leave the group and go solo this year.
Don't see it. I don't see it.
I think they might be quieter this year because they're doing the individual bits.
Okay, wait. Let's pause. Let's put a comma in that. 1 second. They can't be more quiet than they are already because as a group, they're very quiet. And and don't get me wrong, this is coming from a loving place because I feel like Blackpink, they're great at being Blackpink, but there's not enough black and there's not enough pink for me. There's not. It's like that one auntie that comes up to you at the family party. It's like, oh my gosh, I used to hold you when you were 3. Do you remember me? No, because you're not around.
Do you want to talk about this?
No, Blackpink. Why? It's not Blackpink's fault. Why do you stress me out? Like, it actually stresses. Because I'm like, what are you doing? And also, sorry, side note, because we're on YG. Sorry, I'm on a tangent today. This is going to be a long episode. Sit down, get snacks. But, like, what's happening with Big Bang? The reason why I said this, right? So, I think it was this last week. Coachella put out their lineup.
Okay.
Right? Big Bang's not on there.
Oh.
Like, Epic High's still on there. Like, I feel like most of the acts that were on, you know, before it got, like, cancelled or whatever because of COVID, all the acts that were on there before, maybe they might have added a few, some may have rescheduled or whatever, but the majority of the acts are there, but Big Bang is not on there. And then I was seeing stuff like, because sometimes VIP Twitter, so that's the name of Big Bang's fandom for those that are unaware, some of their tweets were, like, on my timeline at one point, because you know how Twitter does those suggested tweets sometimes, and it's just like, some people have gone private, then they're not private anymore. They've archived all their posts and they're not following this person. And it's just like, what's happening? Are they going to split? Are they actually going to come back? Because is it delayed because Taeyang just had a baby? Like,
I think they need to. I think that's like one thing. I don't know who does Big Bang, like, and not just Big Bang, but YG's like PR team. We need more statements and more clarity because you're giving people anxiety. Like, me, myself, Big Bang was definitely one of the first groups that got me into K-pop and they're iconic. But I also would be so understanding if they just wanted to go off and live their life. But I think we just need that clarity on what's going on.
Like, with all YG artists, like, what's going on? Like, I'm not seeing Treasure. Where's Treasure? Like, they're new. What happened to the Icon? They've just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Like, I think YG's just a hoarder at this point. Like they just they collect shiny objects and like put them in the basement.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they set the lights off because we're seeing comebacks from JYP, we're seeing comebacks from SM, we're seeing comebacks from all these other companies. And YG is meant to be like, quote, I don't know if they're even in the top 3 anymore because, you know, Hype or whatever. But like, they're meant to be one of the bigger companies. Like, but where is everyone?
Funny enough, I feel like the most, and she doesn't even have a crazy amount of comebacks, but I feel like the most active YG/Black Label artist would be SOMI.
Yeah,
like she has comebacks. Like, she comes out and about. Everyone else is nowhere to be found.
Radio silence. Like, what's going on? YG, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah,
but yeah, back to this unpopular opinion because that went left.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I was saying they might be more quiet because, I mean, as an entire unit, I feel like we might see them, but doing like more individual bits, which they do already. But I mean, I could see Jisoo taking on like more acting stuff and this and that. So
I don't know, because I just feel like, okay, this, because 2020 and 2021 kind of merged into one, so I don't know anymore. But I feel like they've had their solo era, so let's have a group era now. Like, enough is enough. You're a group. Honestly. So you're a group, so let's do group things. Thank you.
Let's work together, guys. Yeah, but we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully we do see more stuff from them. I would love them to come out with like a really, not bright in terms of cutesy, but like a really bright summer anthem. I feel like I could see them doing that.
I feel like what they need to do is they need to come out with something we didn't expect. Still that it bangs, but they need to elevate because
exactly.
I don't know what's going on.
Like an unexpected, amazing, iconic collab, even if they need to bring another artist.
Jisoo needs to rap. Lisa needs to sing a ballad. Like, just change, just shock us. Maybe all of them need to shave their heads, go for a Britney phase, like start a trend, or like they have like a buzz cut. Like, you know how Sweetie, the rapper, cut her hair.
I'm so done.
And yeah, just do something. Well, have a punk rock moment. I don't know. Just surprise me.
Like, the amount of anxiety I would have if you was like my stylist, Nuna, like, girl.
Do you know what I'm giving, like, you know, like, America's Next Top Model when Tyra goes,
like, we're gonna shave your head, we're gonna bleach your eyebrows.
Your head on bleach. No, we're gonna shave your eyebrows and bleach your head.
Oh my god.
And you're going to have a beard because we're breaking gender norms.
Oh Jesus. But yeah, hopefully we see some more group activities from them.
Yes.
Jisoo's drama is actually my on the radar, so I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Yes, so that's that, and on to our next. These are actually predictions. I put out a prediction prompt, so these are pretty much just predictions. But this next person said that BTS will get 3 Grammys in 2022.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, because I feel like, because BTS are winning the game, essentially, I feel like certain companies, certain people don't like that. So they may change up certain rules for certain things, so it's not as easily attainable, even though it's not an easy feat and they've worked hard for the achievements. So I wouldn't be surprised either way if the goalpost is moved, or if they do get their 3 Grammys.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised for multiple reasons. Like what you've already said, the Grammys don't exactly make sense all the time. And I know there's probably more stuff that they could do, and I don't know if there is higher like music accolades that you can achieve, but the Grammy in a way would be a peak. And I don't know if as a whole, like, the company wants BTS to peak, because it's like, oh, what comes next? I'm not saying they wouldn't do anything after that, but it's like a peak, and are they ready for that? Is that all right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they took it all home, to be honest, because it's BTS.
Yeah, it is, for real.
Like, it makes sense. And then our next prediction is Lucas from NCT will be back on his birthday.
Child, I don't even know.
When's Lucas's birthday?
I don't know. Let's Google. Do you want to have a guess? What are you feeling?
He low-key gives Gemini vibes.
Okay, what month is that? I don't know nothing about Star Signs.
Like May, June?
Nope. He's born the 25th of January.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of soon.
He doesn't give January energy, but good for him.
No, he doesn't. Whatever that means. But I don't know. That's kind of soon. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Hopefully he does come back. I don't know.
If you... Do you guys mean a comeback? Do you mean like he might do a birthday V-Live? I don't know.
Maybe they're thinking... maybe a bit of both. Maybe they might slip him into like... you know, an NCTU comeback situation.
There's a lot of people there anyway. No one would realize it sounds bad, but you could make it. You could make it really well. He is like 6 foot.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I guess if they resolve things, bring him back. I don't know where they put him, but hope he's okay.
Maybe he's like in YG's dungeon for some reason. I don't know.
Just on timeout. And then we have a game, which has just turned into Ask Us a Random Question. But this person said, if you could be the manager of any group for one day, who would it be and why? And the second question is, if you could merge any two groups for one day, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
So the first one, who are you going to manage for a day?
No, I think Blackpink needs my help. Because let's start there.
A meeting and no one turns up? Not because they wouldn't come. I just feel like no one would tell them.
Then I'll turn up to their dorms, or I'll be like, okay, what's on their schedule today? Oh, really? I'm going to be like Cookie from Empire. I just, like, if Jisoo's on set, I'm like, hey, girl, I told you we have a meeting today. So, oh no, she can't come. She's shooting scene 20. No, I'm sorry. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Why did I just picture you like turning up at the dorm like rise and shine?
Not rise and shine.
Oh my god.
Stormy baby.
Jenny.
Jenny baby.
Oh my god. All right. Who would I manage for a day? I feel like one of the NCTs.
Okay. Are you going to pick one?
I might leave with like a severe mental health issue afterwards, oh but it would gosh. Be worth it.
Oh,
I don't know, like think of it, for example, like Wavy, their dorm alone, they have like at least like it feels like 10 pets and unusual grown men on top of that. That's a day's work. It would be fun, but you'd probably leave with like high blood pressure, but
oh gosh,
YOLO. Yeah, one of the NCTs. Mark should be there regardless.
Oh, poor Mark.
Me and my friend were talking the other day, and we were like, when any like new group debuts from any company, we're just like, where's Mark? Because Mark could literally debut in a girls group. Like, he could have came out with Espa and I wouldn't have questioned it.
To be honest, true. I agree.
Like, sure, why not?
Where's Mark?
And then the second part of the question is, if we could merge any two groups, who would we merge and why?
Oh, this is a hard one. Don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know why, but I would love to see what a Shiny and a TXT song would sound like.
Oh, not gonna lie, Shiny just gives grown up TXT energy.
It's true. Maybe that's why. But
like they have very similar vibes.
Yeah, I couldn't guess what song would come out. Like it would make sense, whatever song it would be. But I couldn't tell you this is what the song would be because it literally could be anything.
Yeah, I don't know what it would sound like, but I would listen to that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. This might be cheating, but I'm going to take Super M because everyone's in there. And what girl group would I merge it with? What girl groups are still on payroll? I don't know. Can you think of any girl groups?
Well, if we're on the cheating vibe, I guess you can... put Super M and what are they called? GOT? G-O-T?
Oh, but that's just an SM concept.
Oh, do you want to branch crossover companies?
I was trying to, but I don't think it's going to work. I can't think of anyone. Like, if it was back in the day, maybe like Super M and EXID if they were still around.
Mm. Oh.
Because that would be an experience. I don't know.
Do you know what would be a good merge? Like an NCT and Everglow.
Oh,
I could just like the choreography alone,
because I'm not even thinking like song wise or music video. I'm thinking concert, like a whole experience. Mm. I could see that working, but I feel like TXT is a good one to pick because they would merge. They have such, they don't have like one sound, like they've done so much different stuff, but they have such a cool color. Yes, but remember, if you guys have any unpopular opinions, requests or dilemmas, you can send them over to halut@gmail.com, or you can leave them on Shanice's website anonymously, which is kpopbox.co.uk/halut@you, or you can send them to us on socials at halut@you.
Yay.
And now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I don't know if it's worldwide or whatever, or eventually will be, I'm guessing. But Netflix is going to... Netflix has released a teaser for an upcoming,
I think, like, I know what you're talking
about. Yes, South Korean. It's meant to be a romantic comedy called Love and Leashes, and it's starring Girls' Generation's Sohyun and Lee Jun Young, that was also John from UKIS. I think he was in something else as well. I think a film or a show. DP. Okay. I think it was in DP. I can't remember. So yeah, basically, this original film revolves around a pair of co-workers, Jiwoo and Jihoo, I think. The former of whom accidentally receives a dog leash in a delivery mix-up and discovers her subordinate fetish. Ooh la la. The pair later enter a consensual S&M relationship. after Jihu asks her to become his master.
What?
Apparently it's based off a webtoon. I'm there because this sounds great.
Giving webtoon energy, but the fact that it got turned jeez.
I'm definitely reacting to this.
we're going to need to discuss how this beautiful gowns. I'm scared of the beat, but play it, I guess.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And just so you remember, it's called Love and Leashes. I think it's meant to come out next month. I think the 11th, if I remember correctly. But yeah, definitely next month, though. It's okay. Coming out. Shay?
Well... what's been on my radar? I've been watching Jisoo's drama Snowdrop.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, when I tell you, it puts you through a ringer of emotions. Like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone that's gonna watch it. Maybe like slight spoiler ahead, so you can leave or skip to the end. But at first, it's okay, and he's nice, and she's nice, and they're happy. Then she has to save him. Then he turns not nice, but kind of nice, but not nice.
Right.
And then he's nice again. Mm-hmm. And is Loki giving Stockholm syndrome because he has abducted her school? It's a lot.
Okay.
He is cute. I'll give her that. But he is also holding you captive. So, yeah. Thank you. That's all.
Wow. There we have it. So yeah, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to howyout@gmail.com. You can leave them on Shanice's website anonymously, or even send them to us on socials.
Yeah. So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. Nearly forgot who I was. You can follow me at K-Pop Box_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Wow. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Oh, YouTubers if you want.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100, on TikTok @theKway_, and on YouTube @theKway.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.